Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 15th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're looking forward to having a great call again tonight, and I'm glad everybody could tune in no matter where you're located all over the globe. So thanks for listening tonight. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another stimulating and encouraging teaching that she's found for us tonight. So here we go. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this special week, the quote-unquote Holy Week, the week that we have Good Friday, and then, of course, we learn about your way to the cross and what happened at the cross, during, and then after, which is the most important part of it for us, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our Savior. Thank you for him, and thank you for everything, God, that you're doing in our lives to prepare our hearts for this important week as we prepare to receive. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a big week for us all in more ways than one. So I'm just encouraged to hear what the teaching is going to be tonight.
Well, it's interesting because I had to go searching for this a little bit, but it ties to a class that I've just completed, and I think it's very powerful for where we are. So I hope everyone enjoys it. Rule your day. You have a space that belongs only to you. It's your thoughts, your attitudes, and your emotions. It's who you spend time with. It's what you watch and listen to. That's your atmosphere. That's what you have control over. The reason some people live worried, offended, and negative is because they let everything in. They listen to the news all day, they dwell on the medical report, and they go to lunch with people who are critical or negative or scattered or shallow. Somebody cuts them off in traffic, and that sours the rest of their morning. The problem is that they're not ruling their atmosphere. You have to be careful what you allow in. You can't stop every negative thing from coming, but you can stop it from getting down in your spirit. You need to keep your atmosphere full of faith, full of praise, full of hope, full of victory, full of calm joy. It's up to you to say anything that tries to poison that atmosphere. No thanks. You're not welcome here. If a friend gets hostile and it's for no reason, you say, no thanks. You're not welcome here. If somebody leaves you out at work and doesn't invite you to a meeting, the offense will come saying, be angry, be bitter. That's not right. You can let that offense in and live upset. Or you can say, sorry, you're not welcome here. Sorry, bitterness, you're not welcome here. This is a sovereign space. There's no place for you. I'm going to stay in peace. I'm going to enjoy this day. But you don't have control over what other people do. But you have control over your thoughts, your attitudes, and how you respond. The writer of Proverbs says, a person who doesn't rule his spirit is like a city with broken down walls. In King Solomon's time, the walls were what protected the city. If the walls were down, the opposition could come in and take the city. In the same way, if you don't keep some walls up around your spirit, if you don't rule your atmosphere and put up some boundaries, then everything is going to get in. If your child is off course, instead of trusting that God has them in the palms of his hands, worry will get in, and you won't be able to sleep at night. If your business slows down or you lose a client, instead of knowing that God is your source and he's going to provide, stress will come in and anxious thoughts will say, what am I going to do? If someone is talking about you, trying to make you look bad, instead of letting God fight your battles, you let the offense in. You'll live defensive, trying to prove to them that you're okay, which is wasting valuable time on what doesn't matter. You don't need their approval. God has already approved of you. Now keep your walls up. Quit allowing all that negativity into your spirit. Your time is too valuable. Your assignment, too important to let everything in. Be selective. If it's not hopeful and a good report, or if it's agitating or slightly violent, don't dwell on it. Just say, you're not welcome here. You can't control the whole world, but you can control your atmosphere.
Mm.
That's our teaching for tonight.
Mm. Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. I think it was pretty comprehensive when it comes to putting up walls, putting up boundaries, and just filtering what comes into your eye gate, your ear gate, you know, and just keeping things that are not for you out. That's really important. I mean, we all know people that have kind of that negative attitude, just always seem like they've got something that's wrong, something that's going on that's not,
what?
I don't know. You know what I mean, Sue and Bob? It's just, and we know people like that, and it's sad because, you know, they don't have the restriction on what is influencing, you know, their atmosphere. And we want an atmosphere that mirror the gifts of the Spirit and the images that creates. You know, we want an atmosphere of peace, of love, of joy, of kindness, of patience, of, you know, the rest of the fruits of the Spirit. That's what we really want. And when we get a negative comment or a negative this or that comes in, or somebody saying something, you know, we don't want to just listen to the gossip. We just turn away from it. Somebody has a dirty joke. We just go, no, I don't think so. Not for me. I don't want it. I don't want to let it in. And I think that's one of the greatest things that we can do to keep a really godly attitude and a good Christ-like image in our lives. We have to be kind and patient and everything to ourselves before we can be that way to other people. And I think what's important here is that we understand that you have the say. You have the control over it. You have the control of what you let in and what you say to stay out. And just when you see yourself going in one direction and it's not the direction you want to go in, just get back into your center, get back into what is grounding you, which is Jesus Christ, and just say, no, not for me. It's just not right for me. I'm going to pass. You enjoy that joke. You enjoy that movie. You enjoy whatever, but it's not for me. You know, it's just not what we're called to be and who we are, really, in Christ, who we are. So if we are who we are, if we be who we are, it's a lot more like Jesus Christ. that's who we're called to be like. When somebody sees us, they see Christ in us. They go, wow, something different about that person. What is that? What is it that they've got that I don't have? You know? That's what you want them to feel. You want them to see that. And then maybe that opens up a discussion. Maybe that opens up your ability to share with them. I was thinking that, you know, we are partakers of the gifts of God. We're partakers of the fruit of the Spirit. And I started thinking partaker, P-A-R-T-A-K-E-R, partaker. That's very similar to partager, P-A-R-T-A-G-E-R in French, which means to share. So in a way, we're sharing the gifts of the Spirit. We're sharing the fruit of the Spirit. We're sharing who Jesus Christ is when we partake. Partaker, partager. Partaker, partager. And I think they're close enough to where I'm making that comparison. But I enjoyed that teaching, Sue. Thank you so much for it. Bob, what did you think of that teaching, and in what case are you partaking, or are you partager, are you sharing with others?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's Tuesday again here, and it's a really great day of completion. And a great day to begin the new. Technically, it's at midnight when you're required to have your taxes filed, and so it makes a completion of a moment where you have to do these unpleasant tasks. And tomorrow starts a whole new day. But I already got my quarterly filed for 2025, the first quarter, by noontime today. And so I'm partaking in a brand new day right now.
Amen.
So that's where I stand with it. And so I've decided since this teaching that I'm actually going to rule that day. So, you know, it's great. So what that stimulated in me was, it's like, all right, so if you're going to rule your day, what would you do? And so it came to me from a TED Talk that I watched about this woman who had recovered from being a drug addict and a bulimic. And she said what really got her through was she started thinking about what is the next right thing. So I started thinking about that. It's like, you know, it's those thoughts that you can have about the next right thing and the attitude that I'm going to shift. And what I do next is going to be right. And then ask, what is that? So what is that thing I'm going to do next? Is it something I've been procrastinating on? Is it the single most important thing I need to do right now? And will I just do it without any avoidance? And then go ahead and do it. Do that next right thing and then celebrate it. And when you celebrate saying, yes, I did the next right thing, I'm ruling my day, then you begin to get this sense and this attitude like, wow, that felt good, and now I'm looking forward to doing the next thing, the next right thing. And as you begin to do this, you become more aware, your spirit lightens, and you can even begin to think, you know, who is it that is doing this next right thing? Is it just a brain that's going 1, 2, 3, yes, 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 okay, okay, okay? Or are you coming really into a place where your success, your new attitude where you're not procrastinating or avoiding is giving you a light spirit? And you can even enhance that by getting really quiet and saying a prayer. And then really feeling who it is that's doing the next right thing, and know that that God in you that's doing this next right thing, that's ruling your day, is absolutely unstoppable. And Bruce, the part that you were talking about with the filters, you know, filters quite often have a negative connotation. And it's like, okay, so what are the filters that humans tend to use? Well, they tend to ignore or delete things, that information coming to them, because they don't like it. Or they'll distort things out of proportion, or they'll generalize inappropriately, and they're kind of thought of as negative things that humans do. But Bruce, the way you're putting it, it's like the deletion part can actually be really positive, because as the teaching is saying, you know, really be careful about who you're listening to, what you're listening to, how much time you spend doing certain things. And if you can begin to selectively delete what's not good for you, then you can begin to really focus on your beliefs, because you tend to draw things to you and you seek things that are reinforcing what your beliefs are. So if you're stuck in the thing Sue was describing and you want to move forward and rule your day, you have to change those negative beliefs and stop drawing all of that to you and reframe it. So, you know, you can decide that you can rule your day. And as Bruce was saying, you know, once you are, you can actually be who you are. And that essence of you is no less than the entire kingdom. And so it's not just ruling your day, it's ruling the kingdom that's within you.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. I like that. Thank you, Bob. That was really good. I love when you experientialize, if that's a word I just made up, everything that you just heard. And that was really well said. I love the way that you put that. And I think it's very valuable to do these exercises, to take this type of information and experientiate it. Boy, there's another new word. I like that, Bob. Really good. Sue, this was really good teaching, different in some ways than what we've had over the last couple of months, but I really thought it's perfect for right now, because it tells us that we are in control of these things, and we can change our mind, we can change our attitude, we can change our atmosphere by what we think, by what we say, by what we let in, by who we associate with, by what. You know, there's so many little variables here that can reform who we are in Christ. So tell me what you thought of the teaching, and tell me what you feel about reforming your atmosphere.
Wow. You have a day? It's interesting because I just finished the first class number 201 on full co-sovereign authority. And it was fun finding this teaching, because I'd written a course a couple of weeks ago. And what it brings up for me as I was reading it, and I wonder how many people really thought this as I was reading it. I was reflecting on when new people come into your life. And I was thinking about this when you were speaking, Bruce. Having the discipline and the awareness to be really compassionate as you're listening to them, I'm thinking of one friend, and I'm going to see if I can not even apply a gender to it. And I would hear
this person
frequency that I didn't resonate with. And this, I really want to point this out. Because as you were saying, well, that's not for me, or this is this, a lot of people end up not having clear boundaries, and they don't have to be rigid, but I think especially as we go forward, understanding that these little critters of either a low-frequency comment or, you know, maybe blaming someone and saying, oh, you know, kind of talking negatively about, oh, yeah, that's the reason it happened. Externalizing authority. When you see that, that means they're not aware and they don't have the boundaries and they've absorbed some of the, oh, this is what the world does.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going along with what the conditioning said to do. They have little weird attitudes. It's not people talking with heart and saying they were doing something, you know, productive. I'm talking about people that have these little, you can just hear them. And I'm raising my hand because...
Mm.
It's what you. Some of us think, oh, I've got to be loving and I've got to hold this space for this person while they're learning. That's really not who they are. But it comes at a cost. You're actually giving your attention to something that when you could be giving your attention to, like you said, Bruce, really clear connection with yourself and Christ, and really differentiating yourself in that atmosphere that is shining but isn't cluttered with other people's noise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so for me, this teaching was powerful because, and I'll get into it in my segment, because you have to die, which is what this week is about, to the false self that society's wanted you to do, that, you know, playing the whatever part it is, people can tell when you're not coming from that really deep, radiant heart of your true self. And that's what Christ demonstrated. And he demonstrated it, and here's the other thing. He demonstrated it. I thought, why haven't we seen Christ playing competitive sports? What kind of mind was he in? He wasn't in a, he wasn't like that. Because you can't have Christ energy moving through your body in the way that he wanted us to, and be like all about your body. It's about being integrated, embodying Christ. It's about having the experience. What does the experience of Christ feel like in your body? And what kind of awareness? Like, when you're with people that are talking a mile a minute, or they're just distracted, or they're just all about getting it done, is that when you're feeling Christ? Or is it when somebody's slowing down? Look at the difference between doing and being. When you're with somebody that's deeply listening and present, and available to you like Christ would, that's what, to me, is holding the atmosphere of Christ And if we all said, that'll be my new standard, wow, the world would transform. So,
that's good, Sue. Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you for... See, what happens is we're able to slow down a little bit.
Right.
And be in peace. You know, that's just what we're looking for. That's what everybody really
wants.
Is to have joy, have peace, you know, and slow down, you know, and just enjoy. Enjoy life and enjoy each other, enjoy family, everything, you know, at a little slower pace, I think. And not be busy, not be chaotic, and overrun and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. That really helps to slow it down for us, I think. And I hope everybody enjoyed that teaching and our commentary. I really do. So, as we segue in to prayer requests and praise reports, Sue, let's take a look and see if we have any to bring out tonight or anything to pray for tonight.
I'm not going to do it in the typical order because I think I saw Pastor Scott sending something in late and I had a class, so I don't want to move things around.
No, that's fine.
So let's do it like this. Bruce and the Big Call family urgent request. I have a dear friend named Maggie Johnson, and her appendix burst about almost 6 months ago. He's looking to see if there's anybody that she can call to get into a med bed. I got that covered, Bruce, but you can pitch in. She's very sick and whatever. The doctors are just giving her antibiotics and have not done surgery on her. She's lost her hair and is about 50 pounds. So what we know is, is this Thomas? We have lots of friends and family also who have, this is not going to be her, but that didn't have access to the med beds. It's a military operation, and they're not making them available. Bruce can tell you when. Until we're ready to go. Unfortunately, we don't have access to that. But we can pray, and we can know that if she's strong enough in choosing Christ and her healing, she'll get into one of those med beds early, and you can help her. So let's everybody put their hand on their heart and just... Shutting your eyes is going to shut down a lot of the external noise. So if you are called to, please shut your eyes. And imagine that we're seeing Maggie and Tom and the timeline where they are early in the med beds. And they get to go in and redeem. And they get to say she needs to get in there the next day, 2 days early. Let's make this happen. Yep. And we see that happening for Maggie and anybody like her. And we see her, and I'd like you to tell her, Tom, to see herself like literally somebody holding her and getting her into the med bed. Have her create the experience of getting into that situation and coming out of that resurrected. And we see that for Maggie and Tom and everybody, all of us that are here to show a new world. We're participating, like Bruce said, we're participating in a world that has brought a technology that is based on God's love, that is part of the greater thing. That's the world that we're being called to participate in, shape, bring out, and live. And we're seeing Maggie as part of that. Healed, whole, and in her MedBed experience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
Okay. I think. Okay, so this is going to be interesting. Hi, everyone. At this time, it's very crucial as we get ready to receive our blessing and also to ascend into our new state of consciousness, to be centered and raise our frequency. I would like to ask Sue to guide us all in a world meditation for just 1 minute and change our reality to peace, love, compassion, and understanding. If this is possible, I'll be very grateful for that. All three of you, Bruce, Sue, and Bob, bring so much to everyone each week. I thank you for all these great moments. Blessings, Michelle G. And so we can do that in 1 minute, especially on this, and especially having just completed a class on this. So I'd like everybody to shut their eyes, putting their hands on their heart. And imagine that there are millions of people that are listening to this and listening to the recording after it. And we want to give thanks to Bruce for everything he's done to create and attract a living community based on the purpose of projects, new finances, new living. And let's all imagine that Christ has walked into your heart. And in the center of your heart, he's touching you with his living hand of light, his resurrected hand. And imagine that the light that you're experiencing running through your heart is being pumped through the rest of your body. And imagine that that light is free from all pain, all suffering, all of the energies of the past. It's a living light that is cleansing you, the atmosphere, your energy, and all those that are in proximity to you, so that the living, resurrected truth of Christ's love is actually experienced, lived, felt in your body. And I want you to imagine that there's a you that walks as Christ did, filled with light, filled with wisdom, filled with calm joy, and seeing others like Christ would see. Pure love, deep connection, and the most embodied sense of the deepest and expanding knowing of what God is. This is a time that we're expanding what God knows beyond what we've known in the past. And so we walk now as living, resurrected co-sovereigns in the light, the beauty, the wisdom, and the expansion for all life on earth and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
No. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, very much.
And
all right, Sue, anything else there?
I think, hold on, let me pull up. We have Jeannie in there. I go, mine's gone.
Okay.
Watch Sue toggle between deep. doing it live. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Tonight's praise is we have seven new, oh my God, can't even stand it, Labradoodle puppies. Oh, Scott.
Seven new Labradoodles? Oh, no. How fun.
We didn't even know Mom, Standard Poodle, was expecting. Out they came. Very cute. Prayers for me. My balance is off and I keep falling. No injuries, praise Jesus. I pray for exposition of med beds. Come on, RV, short and sweet. Be blessed. Love you all, Pastor Scott. That's so beautiful, Pastor Scott. Oh, my God, that's so fun. Just soak in all that love. And
you mean Pastor Scott had the poodle that had the Labradoodles?
Yeah. I guess he wasn't paying attention, whatever that means. Okay.
Yeah.
Work on that attention, Pastor Scott. Hold on. Let me see. Genia. Then we're done.
Oh, I didn't know where that was going. I did
not. It's going to be interesting doing, you know, it's like, okay, just roll with whatever shows up. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This is to close our prayers. And just think of the joy and the, watch how you can just create from being in the moment and being in Christ's love. As we close with Jeannie, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Eleanor Roosevelt. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Psalm 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We are thankful that Nisara Jasara should now be officially throughout the world. We pray to our Heavenly Father for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott, President Trump, Elon Musk, and everyone on their team, and of course, their families, for everyone's health, safety, and well-being. We pray for the RV blessing, social security increase, and world peace. May the Lord richly bless everyone. Everyone have a safe and blessed Holy Week. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for bringing those points up to us. And yes, it's such a big, big time for those of us who are in Christ. This week is huge. But every week should be like this week, really. Very good, Sue. Any other? We've got Labradoodles now. For sale or giving away. We don't know what they're going to do with those puppies.
Seven of them.
Seven puppies? Wow. Can you imagine laying down the floor and all of a sudden you got seven puppies all on you and trying to lick your face and petting them and they're just yipping around and moving around and rolling around. Oh, it's so fun. That's very cool. I'm experientializing that, Sue. Mm. Well, tell us, Sue, you did start your latest course tonight with the first of three
special
classes.
Special edition. Yep.
This is special edition, class number 201.
Yep.
And tell us how it went and anything that you'd like to bring out that maybe you learned in the class as you taught it, and maybe what you what you'd like us to know, I guess. Yeah. Well.
So I'm going to start with something that is really interesting. Yesterday, April 14th, was International Quantum Science and the International Year of Quantum Science and Technology. 100 years. And this class, I'm just going to read you the class.
Okay.
Believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe in the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. John 14:11. And what the class is about is the science and why the science is important, paired with Christ's teachings to embody, have the experience of Christ in your body, and why it matters to this new world, and how the people that are in this class for 3 nights are going to be learning how to be a co-authority. What's the difference between people that haven't learned to literally get Christ's love in their bodies? So it's something that they don't just think, but they've integrated into their feeling, into their decisions, into their lifestyle, into their perceptions. And why that is. And discovering why reclaiming your authority is essential, because it dissolves the false matrix. And what is the false matrix? All of us came into a world that was controlled by external, controlling, separated. We're all in Christ. We're immersed in Christ. God is all around you. God is every part of you. But if you don't know how to be one with that energy and that awareness, so it's literally moving through your body, which is what Christ came to do. He came to show you that he knew how to merge with God. Why would he bother to tell people that you too can walk on water? Why was he saying these things that you don't really see very much evidence of that? Why is that? I can't believe people don't question that. And why is it that we now know that we can have things like med beds and quantum computers, and that there's been quote-unquote depressed technology? It turns out that when you move in your authority, when you start to quiet your mind and you immerse yourself and become one with Christ, you practice actually, what would it be like if Christ was touching my hand right now? And I could walk with him every day. I had the living experience of that. That was my number one focus. And I practiced that every day. Who would you be? How would you look at people? How would you make decisions? How much love would be pouring through you if you removed everything that wasn't that and you made that your focus? It turns out that you can't do that, which has been the problem all along, if your nervous system isn't tuned and has the space to receive it. That means if you're overly distracted, it's going to be shallow. If all your focus is on getting stuff done, it's going to be shallow. And so what we do in our classes is we work with these special meditations called Neuroplasticity in Christ, and we rewire the way your cells, and it's based on what Bob was talking about last week, how your cells receive information called epigenetics. And here's the really cool part. I have to find my page here. It turns out that when you are, where's my thing here? Turns out that when you're listening to certain sounds and audio, your body sound actually imprints your feel, so that your body and the sounds in your that you're listening to, geez, where is it? I had it all prepared. Are actually letting music and sound encode. So you're creating a new neural encodement when you're listening to certain low-down frequencies and codes. And that's what we do, is we work with the science of sound, of music, of focusing internally, so that people can, here it is. Sound moves through the body, unlike light, which is reflected and received externally. Sound penetrates, moving through water and tissue, directly influencing the nervous system and even cellular signaling. Because our bodies are mostly water, sound has a more immediate effect on the nervous system than visual stimuli. And that's from Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, The Healing Power of Sound. And so here's what's important. Try this on. I was going to use this in my class, so Bob, this was for tomorrow. Think about this. Think about the application of this. Is the sound you're hearing in your head when you're talking to yourself, or maybe the noise that's in your head, does that sound like the sound you would hear if Christ was talking to you? Do you understand the implication? If you're just hearing your everyday voice, that's not the holy sound that you actually are. That's a sound that you picked up. That's a sound that's of the world, not your true sound. Your true sound is a beautiful chord of encouragement, of beauty, of splendor, of resurrected light. It doesn't sound like your intellect. It sounds like divinity. And if you think our bodies are water and memory, and you think about the fact that 95% of you is buried under that water and that memory, and you wonder, Christ came 2,000 years ago? I'm sorry, I play with this stuff, because I'm going to look at it. And now we have technologies that are coming, and we have all this robust technology, med beds, quantum computing. What is that picture telling you? It's time to commit to an integrated understanding, and I mean it, integrated. Pull on the best of nutritional science. Pull on the best of neuroscience, epigenetics. All of these are in our classes. And figure out how we're going to get the frequency, the sound, the memory of our pure, sovereign Christ self. You are that. You are that. You've been covered over by the world, the sound, the false matrix. And why would Christ tell you? Why would that be recorded? And why hasn't that happened more? And what are you going to do? Are you going to do your habitual dance? Are you going to do what you've always done because you know it? Or are you going to choose a higher path that through you, you're going to deepen out of the shallow understandings and allow a world that will flourish in Christ? Are you going to be a person that's stuck in doing and just doing, doing, doing? Or are you going to be a person that's doing it with people that are resonating, feeling, being, moving, and doing things? I think there's a real choice there. So that's what we focused on in the class. Okay. And tomorrow night we go into hiring people. And we heard, I'll just close with this, we heard from one of our brilliant attendees that, brilliant attendee, like how he was able to go into a room with a lot of distortion and different points of view, and he could see everything really clearly, Bruce, and he was able to just like understand at depth what most people weren't seeing. Those are the things that we work on in these classes. It's like a more advanced understanding of the dynamics and how to move the dynamics to a Christ to thriving world. And I'm just going to close with maybe two more things. Number one, I want to say a prayer for someone. Totally forgot. And this is for, I'm just going to say it's for a good, a deep, pure, meaningful heart who is going through legal. Well, there are two people that fit this category, going through legal battles. And so for anyone, including these two dear hearts, please understand that the world is calling to see you knowing your full co-authority. And when you realize that the world is not the grandeur that you are, and you hold on with your steadfast Christ love, and you know, and you trust, and you see it dissolving by the power of your light, in Jesus' name, you know we're almost at the end, and all is well. And that's for two people, actually. And I'm just going to say really quickly, yes, we're still offering the MedBed and the Quantum 100 course. I'm not going to even do, I've been on too long here, so I want to get off. And so I'm just going to say, if you're interested in those, people, please check your email, because we have a number of invoices out, and we're sort of surprised. We send it like once or twice, and then we don't chase people. You got to look in your email.
Right.
And so MedBed 100, Quantum Future, Quantum Leader, Future Founder, is all about opening you to the possibilities of those two contexts. And if you want to reach out to us, just send us an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, at hushmail.com. They're each $100. And I have one testimony, and then I'll get off, I promise. I'm sorry. This woman started crying. I'm just going to read one. She was bawling her eyes out. It's just too good. I have to read it. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Closing. Thank you for everybody. It says, I'm so very thankful to this awesome platform. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever expect to receive such valuable information in preparation for the MedVet experience. I'm at a loss for words, but this has me bawling my eyes out in gratitude. It's like I'm having a fresh encounter with Jesus all over again. You are literally angels here on earth. I'll never be able to thank you enough for this phenomenal blessing. God bless you all. S. That's a pretty strong testimonial. So, it's about learning to repattern reality. That's what we do. If you want to have access to the miracle of the MedBed, and the miracle that will be you as a quantum leader, you walking in post-MedBed, pre-MedBed, who are you going to be? That's like touching people with your generosity, with your plans, with your projects. And you don't want to get overwhelmed or lost. These two programs can help you. And thank you, Bruce, for all this time.
No problem. That's it. Thank you, Sue. That's great. And to complete the address, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then send that off to Sue for either or both the MedVed 100 or Quantum 100 and Quantum 100 if you want both. And it helps if you have PayPal, but it's not essential. Just put your name and your phone number in the body of the email. If you have PayPal, say so. If not, she can invoice you and you can take care of it that way. Okay? So it's not going to be an issue that much either way. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And, yeah, that's cool. I'm glad that you should be able to complete this class, if I understand it right, for tomorrow night and Thursday night. So we'll just have to see what happens. If we get numbers between now and Thursday, Sue, are you going to continue the classes tomorrow night and Thursday night?
No, they know that. We're okay. All set. They're good.
All right, good deal. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. All right, now, Bob, when we look at where we are halfway through the month of April, we've got sales, we've got Myotrol, we've got testimonies, and we do know some research. What will you bring us tonight to bring us closer and closer to the total healing that we all want to have? Nutritionally, supplementally, and we do love those testimonies too, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. We did get a bunch of testimonials, and some of them were good testimonials. They were also saying still waiting to get back on Myotrol. So just for everybody who's listening, we do have it back in stock. And if you don't have it, you should. We've had it in stock for about a week, so give us a call tomorrow if you're one of those people and let us know what's going on. Maybe we've already sent you one that we can track for you. If not, make sure we get your order in for you. So nobody should be waiting anymore. But just in the last few days, there's three different testimonials saying that. So, and also in regard to the sales that you mentioned, Bruce, we still have the sale up, and a lot of these have been going out the door. And I know because Bill and Ron, who do the packaging, have been telling me they've been sending out a lot of these free canisters of our heirloom barley. And what we're doing is when people buy their collagen product, we're giving them free heirloom barley. You say, well, why would we do that? And the reason is this. We know how collagen is created up to a certain extent. We don't really know how God does it so fast or what's controlling all the genetic mechanisms. But we know enough to know that as people age, they tend to make less and less of certain things. And one of the things is collagen. Well, why would you make less collagen? There's a few reasons for it. One of them is you don't have enough of the enzymes that you normally would make in order to facilitate the creation of collagen. So collagen's created when you put the peptides together in a specific pattern with the use of metabolic enzymes. Well, metabolic enzymes are in abundance in the barley. And so in order for people to really feel for the first time the full benefit of using a collagen product, we want you to feel what it's like when you take it with the barley. So we're giving you the barley for free just to make sure that you get that chance. And the other thing is that helps with collagen synthesis is vitamin C. And so we put the vitamin C on sale as well. And if you want to add that in with your free barley, you can do that. And the other thing that we still have on sale, we're trying to give everybody an opportunity to get back on or for the first time get onto their Clarity Factor. We had lots and lots of people that were taking Clarity Factor. We had lots of great testimonials, and then we couldn't get it anymore for quite a long time, almost a half a year. And so, of course, everybody stopped taking it. Now we have it again. We're going to be able to get it again continuously. We were able to get that Clarity Factor for years without ever running out, Bruce. And then the company went out of business. And now we have a new company that stepped up to make it for us. And so we have that on sale, 10% off. And when you put it onto the auto ship, like almost everyone had it on, you get 10% off and free shipping for that. And so that's going on right this moment. Okay. Then the other thing is, for people that might be hearing for the first time all this hype about Myotrol and all the people that want it, I'll just briefly tell you to imagine this. You have been noticing since you were very, very young and approximately at the age of about 5 years old, people begin to perceive impermanence. So a child starts to look around and goes, okay, I'm 5 years old. My brother's 10, my sister's 20, mom and dad are 40-something, and grandma's 68, and great-grandma just died. That's what I'm supposed to do. As they age, nothing comes about to make them think anything otherwise. And sure enough, as they witness, most of the people that they know that are older die between the age of 70 and about 90. And they have never before in their life seen somebody have a reversal of that process. So if grandma has gotten to the point in her late 80s where she's homebound and goes from the couch to the bedroom to go to sleep at night and to the bathroom and back to the couch, and has a nurse's aide helping her with her meals and to get around, there's no reason to believe that anything other than going downhill and dying is going to happen for that person. Well, that was up until 2024. And in 2024, we were given the gift of Mitral, which has the capability to effectuate that reversal. And we have testimonials from people that are listening tonight that have sent in testimonials saying that exact thing. I'm 85 years old, and I had this, that, that, and that, and things were not looking good. And now I've been taking Mitral with my Gladiator barley, and I'm up and about. I can leave the house again. And as a matter of fact, I'm starting to do some work around the farm. And
yeah.
In history, this has never happened before, right? So, and we didn't know that this is exactly what was going to happen. We knew that Mitral would allow people to build muscle at an older age. I was one of those people that was part of the beta test to see if it was really going to work. And it did. But I'm not 85 and crumbly. You know, I'm a healthy 68-year-old, but I got even healthier. But the most miraculous thing is, for people that are going downhill, this is an actual way to reverse that. And I was watching a YouTube special today, Bruce, that was a man in his 30s, was interviewing people in California who were 70 years old and older. And he was asking them questions like, how are you doing? What do you think about being old? Do you have any regrets? Things like that. And about 70% of the people, the very first thing they wanted to do was tell him how much it was bad that their health was failing. Well, I'm 70 now, you know, and things aren't really working quite the way they used to, and I'm not able to do all the things I used to be able to do, and da-da-da, and I know that I don't have much longer to go, so I'm trying to make the most of it, right? Well, when we talk about Mitral, and especially if you use it together with the dynamic combo, that's not going to be your experience of life at all. You're going to be like the person that got up off the couch and started to go back to work on the farm. And why is this possible? It's 2025 now. We have quantum computers. We have computer systems that have been able to map out the entirety of the human genome and has the capability with the programming to know exactly which molecule in nature activates each gene in the human body. And the computer systems are able to decipher that now. And so now, and you also have massive advancements that are being brought about in scientific labs all over the world on how it is to make certain molecules more available into the human cell, into the nucleus, and onto the surface receptors of the genes of the DNA itself, and to activate genes that have gone dormant with age. That's a real science right now. They call it epigenetic editing, and Mitral is the most powerful of all those editors that we now have. It's not... It may not always be. There's other new ones coming down the pike, but right at the moment, it is. And it truly is a miracle for people to be able to take these pills and all of a sudden feel this. And so that's what Mitral is. That's what the hype is about. It's very real. So So we got a bunch of testimonials, and I just want to read these and just leave it at that. Because when people hear these things, they get a sense of, oh, okay, I know somebody like that, right? And so already today with this first testimonial, I already had someone ask me this question, how can I get my blood pressure down, right? So here's a testimonial lady came in and says, "Thank you for all the information. I listen to you every week. For the first time in many years, my blood pressure is 117 over 80. Bless you all." So if you're a person that has high blood pressure that won't go down, or you want to try to use less medication, give us a call. Because depending on who you are and what's going on with you, we might very well be able to help you, and it might be tricky. Okay? So if people have high blood pressure because they have issues with their kidneys, you need to be careful when you take our nutrition products, because they're the strongest ones in the world, and you can't take them very fast. You have to ease in slowly, cleanse your kidneys, build them back up, but you certainly don't want to detoxify too fast and make your kidneys worse. Your blood pressure will go higher. So you need to let us help you with those things. Here's another testimonial, Bruce, about Gladiator Barley and Myotrol. I greatly enjoy taking both Gladiator Barley and Myotrol. The product provides me with the necessary stamina to address many tasks. I submitted a message previously indicating I was moving and I was working on boxing up the house. I sold my
remember
home
that.
In Indiana, and I'm currently in my new home in California and settling in.
Nice.
And thank you to the scientist team and the Boomer team for providing such great products. As a 74-year-old, soon to be 75, I'll take all the assistance I can get in maintaining my health. Thank you all.
There you go.
That's I remember good. That lady. She wasn't going to be able to move herself until she started taking the Myotrol, and all of a sudden she's boxing up the whole house.
I know. It's great.
Yeah,
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Well.
This is another one.
Bob, let me pause for a second. Is everybody adding Myotrol onto, now that it's back in stock for a while now and everybody can get it, are they putting it on their auto ship program so they can get it and not run out of it? Is that what people are starting to do?
A lot of people are, I would say most people. Not everybody.
Okay.
There's some people that just don't put anything ever on auto ship because they still have a negative connotation about it from years gone by. You know, I'll put this on auto ship and they'll be taking money out of my bank account until the day I die, and there's nothing I'll ever be able to do about it. You know? Nowadays, you know, that's not even legal. Companies are legally required to make it easy for people to cancel their auto ship. And you can't even get a merchant account to charge somebody's credit card if you don't do it properly. And the credit card companies audit your website. And if it's not easy for people to choose whether they want auto ship or not and not be forced onto it, and if it's not easy to cancel it when they want to, the merchant account will just shut down your account and you won't be able to take credit cards anymore and you'll be out of business. So people don't do that anymore. And it's also it's never been good business to force people into auto ship stuff.
No way.
Because things happen. Things happen. They go into the hospital and the doctors won't let them take their product for, you know, many days. And so they don't want to stack up stuff. So they need to be able to pause it. Some people pause it because something happens financially and they don't have the money that month. So they get to pause it or they get to cancel it and start over. Some people always want some help over the phone. I want to place my order and this is what I get. And, you know, here's my credit card. And they're more comfortable doing that. So they're not on auto ship, but you know what? They're on auto dial. every month, right around the same time, they pick up the phone and call our 800
number. They call it.
And it's pretty much just like auto ship. It's better if you actually put it on auto ship, because then you get 10% off more and you get free shipping as well.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
So here, this is another testimony, and people should think about this one, what this lady is saying. She's talking about taking heirloom barley. This product is the best, and this is like in capitals. I have several health issues going on. I had recent swelling in my right foot. That is now gone, as well as the fullness in my hands. This is so exciting, proof that this product is working on my system, which has been much compromised for over 30 years. These boomer products are a blessing to me. So here's a woman, over 30 years, with swollen hands, right? And now, swelling in her foot. She starts taking heirloom barley, and just like that, bam. And it reduces people's inflammation. People get inflammation for all kinds of reasons. They get exposed to toxins. They might have high blood sugar. They might live in an area where there's, things going on that could give, high inflammation. Stress causes high inflammation. But if you have one of these powerful new products, like this barley, it will reduce your inflammation. And Bruce, I think, a factor of 10 is a safe thing for us to be able to say. If you're the average person is a 3 on the scale of inflammation, yours can become 0.3. And you will begin aging more slowly. You're aging at the rate of your inflammation. So here's another one. This is about the starter kit, which is the Boomer Boost, the barley, our probiotics, some extra vitamin D, some omega-3s. And this guy writes in, I took the Boomer Boost to a friend who's a health nutritionist. He said that it was good, and he could not beat the price, especially when I told him about the subscription options. And there would be no way that a person who's a nutritionist like that could somehow beat the price. If you were to look at the ingredients in Boomer Boost by itself, not to mention the ingredients that are in the barley, and go down to the health food store with a pad and paper and start adding up how much money you would have to spend to get everything that's in there. First off, you can't find every one of the compounds in that health food store that you need.
That's right.
And if you could, it would cost you thousands of dollars. But even with the ones you can find, you would be at a minimum 3 times more expensive than getting it in this type of combo. And you know what? This was the reason we did this. Okay, Bruce, back in the day, there was excellent nutrition products 20 years ago, right? But if you wanted to, get them, right, it cost $2,000 back then for a month's supply of good nutrition, right?
Wow.
And one of the main things I was telling people back then was, you guys got to get together, you PhD scientists, you Mr. PhD scientist that has a big, successful nutrition company. These new inventions happen, but nobody can afford them. Only a few people can afford them, but more people are dying waiting for a heart transplant than are not, because they can't afford to take these products. And we have to do something to get the prices down. And when Gladiator barley and heirloom barley were created by the scientists up in Canada, Ken, who you can now see videos of him on our website, okay? He created this barley, and it made the other nutrition products 5 times more effective. So what did we do? We said, wow, if we're going to absorb 5 times more, we can put 5 times less in the canister of the other nutrition products, and for the first time ever in history, the average person can afford to take these products. You don't have to be wealthy to save your life anymore with nutrition. And that was the genesis of Boomers Forever Young. That's how we were able to pull this off. Okay. And so here now is a man with a testimonial. He went to the nutritionist and said, I can't beat that price. He couldn't beat that price. And there was also about 4,000 additional compounds in the product that he wasn't even aware of, because we can't put it all on the label.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
All right. So here's one last one.
Okay.
This is about the total health system again with his probiotics. I didn't know how bad I was feeling until I started feeling so great.
That's good. Yeah.
Things are moving, and I'm not having to use stool softeners, as I'm able to use the bathroom with no problem. I felt my body was suffering from inflammation, and the products have changed that and given me more energy. I've started moving around a lot without long recovery periods. A few days of rest, and I survived a work-related accident. I've been going through a lot of supplements and serious nutrition, thanks to you, as I go forward with all your help. I'm excited again about tomorrow. God bless.
Wow, that's
and there's more too, Bruce, but it's getting to be 25 after 10. And so
okay.
I think I just better stop for tonight.
Okay.
And just let people know, if you know anybody that sounds like might need this type of, you know, miracle for their life or for your life, then we're here for you.
Thank you, Bob. It's really important. I'm glad. You know, I just love the testimonials, because it's people's lives being changed. And they're able at older ages to do really amazing things, the things that they may not have done for 10 or 20 years, and feeling better now than they did 20 years ago. That's just fantastic. So get in touch with Boomers. Here's how you do it. First of all, you go to our website, my site, which is bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on there, on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it, because it's a direct link into Bob's website. That's how you get into Boomers. You get into that site, you'll see all the products, you'll see the products that are on sale, you'll see the buy one, get one half off on 11 different products. You'll see the clarity factor is 10% off, and you put it on auto ship, you'll get the 10% plus another 10% by putting it on subscribe and save, which is like an auto ship. And then, of course, you want to make sure if you put anything at all on subscribe and save, if it were me, I would put the Myotrol on there. I think that plus your dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley, those two just effectuate anything else that you're taking to such a degree that it's really wonderful. Now, the Myotrol is kind of a special new invention, new product that's just been doing great and has wonderful testimonials. And now that it's back in stock, we've got enough product for everybody to get in there. Even if you haven't tried it, get in and try it. I just got a packet yesterday where I ordered two more last week and got two more Myotrol in. And that's got me a little bit of backup now. I'm really happy about that. So keep that in mind. And then there are people that do call, and that's okay. So the 800 number to call into Boomers is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5. Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And so that would be if you have any questions or you've got a problem of some kind. The one thing that Bob was talking about with the subscribe and save or so-called auto ship thing is they are so flexible. They actually send you an email 3 days before your auto ship is set to go out in case you want to make any changes. Maybe you've got a tough situation and you want to drop it. Maybe you want to add something. Maybe you want to change something. All of that's doable when you let them know. They'll make the adjustment if it's necessary to your subscribe and save order. Just good to know that, you know, the flexibility is there. You want to pause it for a month or two, you can do that. The beauty of it now is we got paused on the Myotrol, not of anything that we did, but just because it wasn't available. And we sold out of it, and it took a while to get it back in, but we got it back in finally, and now it's good to go. We need to take advantage of it and get in shape. Now, with what I'm going to tell you about the Intel, I want everybody to just remember to be in touch with Boomers and go online after this goes. Don't forget your nutrition. Don't forget your healing. And go on and just stay consistent with it, because you're going to have plenty of money, boku bucks. You're going to have plenty of money, so make sure that you stock up. And I think that's what I'm going to try to do, is just stock up. I usually try to get 2 to 3 back up in the cupboard for what's on the counter. That's what I try to do. Sometimes I lose out. Oh, I ran out of vitamin C the other week, and I'm glad that was on sale. I went ahead and got that, you know, or I'll run out of something and not really be aware of it, and all of a sudden, I'm down to my last half bottle of this, and then I'll get some more. So you'll be able to stock up and have good backup. I got to have my Good Night formula. I really love that, and I'm taking that every night, and it really helps me get to sleep and stay asleep. It's really been great. So let's get into the Intel in the time remaining, which I don't know how long I've got, but I'll tell you this much. We've been so close to having this go, and the information that we were getting was saying from some sources that we were going to get notified yesterday and start today. And I told you guys kind of why we got pushed last Thursday, why we got pushed a little bit. And now I do have a reason why we didn't go today. And that is because we have 3 states in the United States, Maryland, Washington State, and California, that have banks that did not want to comply and get fully integrated into the quantum financial system. Those liberal states are the ones that have held back. And you say, well, why didn't we just go around them? Why don't just go around those banks in those states? Because the people in those states would be punished for it. And they didn't want the people that were in those states to not be able to exchange and not be able to get full advantage of this, this revaluation of these currencies. So that is being handled. There were also a couple of Asian countries, and there was 2 in Europe. There was actually England, part of the UK. The other parts of the UK are fine. They're all good to go. And Germany. Those 2 have been holdouts on getting fully integrated into the quantum financial system. And they're supposed to be fully integrated by tonight or overnight tonight, or they're going to take those banks and sell them to other people, other banks. So the banks have got an impetus to get their act together tonight and overnight tonight to get fully integrated with the quantum financial system. That's our new banking system. So that's why we didn't get notified today. All right, now, let's take it further in terms of what happened this morning, early this morning, at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump addressed a privately held meeting with about 42 people in it in a closed room environment. What do you think he told them about? Now, who was at the meeting? All of the tier 1 banks, the major banks, were there, Citibank, Chase, Wells, Bank of America, Santander Bank was there, Truist Bank. All of these banks had their main leaders there, just one or two leaders from each bank. And they had a few regional VPs there, but only about 42 total people. And President Trump told them that Iraq had a currency, the Iraqi dinar, that was a, I call it an exotic currency. It's a currency that was not even of a value that could be put on Forex, along with a number of other currencies. And then those of us who saw the potential for it, that was considered 20 years ago a long shot. He said some people have been invested in this for over two decades. And I raised my hand slowly. Yep, I've been in it over 20 years. And so, I did not really see it as a long shot, but it ends up, it's something that's going to be very valuable, as you know. That currency, he said, is one that is revalued in Iraq, and he mentioned the rate, so it's a publicly known rate out in, let's put it this way. I'm going to say it this way. It's a rate that's an international rate. It is more than likely the rate that is right now the rate for the dinar in Iraq, and it's just a little over $6.20 in Iraq. Now, it will trade up further as it's being traded actively now on Forex, and it'll trade on up, and we know where the rate's going to end up approximately on the Redemption Center screens, and we know about the contract rate. These people didn't get told anything about the contract rate. Some might know about it. The Wells Fargo guys would know about it, but I don't know that anybody else would know, but you guys know out in Big Call Universe. So the cool thing is he also said that they would be, that redemption centers or these currencies would be exchanged. And of course the Zim redeemed. He didn't mention the Zim today, but Zim is also going to be redeemed, obviously, at the redemption center. That's where we get the name redemption from. And the beauty of it is that they are ready. They are actually ready for us. And the bank systems have what we call a digital, golden digital wallet. And I think we could take that to mean the USN being asset-backed. We could also take it to mean that the crypto coins, the five crypto coins, are gold-backed, and they're digital currencies, right? Digital coins. They're connected, interconnected, and the whole thing is interconnected with the quantum financial system and the Starlink satellite system, and everything is basically hooked up and ready to go. We want those other four states, Maryland, liberal, Washington State, California, to be completely interconnected tonight. And President Trump said, and he didn't mention that, those three things were not coming from President Trump this morning. He said Iraq is completely revalued. They have that revalued rate I told you about. And he said it is available as soon as that rate went live, which it did this morning. He said immediately after, and he said within 2 days, within 48 hours, that would be exchangeable, referring to the Iraqi dinar. Now, that's what was said over a period of about 19 minutes. The total meeting lasted about 48 minutes with questions. Okay, so I think it was wonderful that President Trump brought this information out and we were able to pass it on and say, you know, we're ready. We're ready, they're ready, and I think that things look like we could get notified tomorrow and exchange either possibly tomorrow afternoon or Thursday, or we could get notified Thursday and go Thursday. It's hard to say, but the next 2 days are looking very, very good for us based on what President Trump did today. And, you know, it was Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary previously, who is no longer part of the Treasury, but is out in California making movies again. And Scott Bessent, I'm sorry, Scott, if I call your name Bessent instead of Bessent, but I like Bessent better, so I'm using that pronunciation. And what Mnuchin started, Scott Bessent completed. And so that's good. And, of course, it completed under President Trump. It wasn't going to go under Obama or faux President Biden. It wasn't going to go under either of those two. So praise God that we have a president that wants this for all of us and that it's going to happen here very soon. So what else can I say quickly? How about we believe that DOGE payments will also start this week as direct deposits, especially to people who have Social Security, because it'll go right into your bank account where you get that social every month. And also the R&R is going to be at the redemption center. You get that when you tell them, you know, what you have for currencies and so on. I would say this, you guys, mention the R&R at the redemption center to make sure they tell you how much it is and whether it's already in your Quantum account. Or they may have to do something to put the amount in to your Quantum account. And that's going to be nice to find out how much that is. That'll be good. Beyond that, Social Security increases, have not seen them yet this month. I've heard they were supposed to take place this month. Let's take a look. We'll see. We'll see when that actually happens. What else? R&R, DOGE, RV, and social were the four areas that we're looking at. I think, you guys, that finally we're getting really ready to step off the roller coaster. That bar is just about to go up so we can step on out. And the information that we're getting from several sources is pointing toward the fact that, you know, President Trump wanted this and the DOGE to start the week of Easter, before Easter Sunday. In other words, today all the way up to, let's say, Saturday. He wanted it to start this week and be underway this week for exchanges and also the DOGE payments coming out. To think about it, DOGE payments come out, that goes to just about everybody, and that happens regardless of whether they have any currency or not. So we're going to be doubly blessed on that. So that's really what I wanted to say, and I don't know that there's anything else that we need to know. I got one more little thing. On Redemption Center screens, we have 17 currencies that are going up substantially in value, and three of which are going up gangbusters in value. The dinar, obviously one of them, Iraqi dinar. The Vietnamese dong, already revalued, another great one. And I think the third one, this is my opinion, I think the third will be the Venezuelan Bolivar, because I know what that should end up, and we should be in really good shape if anybody has any Bolivar. The other ones are all going to go up. and be somewhere in the vicinity of $4 to $7, the other currencies. Dinar will be much higher. Dong is going to be higher. And I think the Bolivar is going to be in that 4 to 7 range. But it's a substantial move upward. This has really been a wonderful time for us to realize that this is the greatest turnover of wealth in the history of the world. And you're all a part of it. When I first got invested in this over 20 years ago, I saw it as fulfillment of Scripture. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, or the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ, not because of anything that we did to become righteous, but because of who he is, that he said that we could become righteous in him. And that's how we get there. So we're the righteousness of God in Christ, so we're happy to say that this is finally coming to fruition. Yeah, it took a little longer than we all thought, but I believe we should start looking for emails tomorrow. Maybe it's not tomorrow, maybe it's Thursday, but it looks good, President Trump said, over the next 48 hours. And he said within the next 48 hours. So I'm excited about that. And I hope everyone else is. And I want to thank Sue for doing a marvelous job, as always. And Bob as well, with full explanation on those products and the sales and the testimonials, the research that was done, all extremely good. And let's remember that for right now, the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100, both of those courses are still available. And more people are finding out about it, and they're sending an email to Sue to get them. Each course is two-night course, about 3 hours each, and they're $100 each, and you send them off with an email to Sue and use the address Integrated Minds, Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And when you send that, just put it in the subject line if you want MedBed 100. And then if you want the Quantum 100, put plus Quantum 100 for $200 total. If you want them both. A lot of people are buying both. Some already bought the MedBed 100 and they're buying the Quantum 100. Both are very, very good courses. You need to go ahead and get them. And listen to those, and it'll prepare you for everything that we're about to go. It'll prepare you for your interview prior to getting into the med bed, and it'll also prepare you for when you go in to do your exchange and when you come out of the exchange with the Quantum 100, what you're going to know, what you're going to feel like, who you're going to be, etc. So I recommend both of them. Go ahead and send Sue an email off tonight. Get that, and hopefully she can get to everybody in a pretty quick fashion. She's been really good about sending. Now, watch your emails. When you send one off to Sue, watch for a return email quickly and keep watching throughout the day as she's sending you the information about payment. Okay? And then you can follow up on that. So I want to thank Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK. Thank you, Jeannie, Pastor Scott. Much success with all those 7 Labradoodle puppies. Very cute. And thank you, Big Call Universe. But thank you, SAT Team, for the satellites getting out there and keeping. And thank you, SAT Team, for keeping all those satellites up in orbit, connected, fully interconnected, and doing all that work to keep those fully connected with the quantum financial system. Thank you for that. And Big Call Universe, all of you out there, that are listening to the big call in your own native language, some in English, but a lot in your other languages. And thank you for listening all these years. Listen, tonight's Tuesday night. Thursday, will we have a call? If we do, I think it could very well be that celebration call. So plan on going. I'll plan on being here for it. But let's see if that's what it becomes. Let's see if it's a celebration call after all. All right? I'm hoping it is. So let's pray the call out, and then we'll all go and see what happens tomorrow and Thursday. Lord God, we just thank you so much for all that you've done for us and for putting us in a position to fully appreciate everything that your only begotten Son, Jesus, did for us on his way to the cross and on the cross, dying and taking on the sin of humankind, past, present, and future. Thank you that he who knew no sin became sin for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And most importantly, did he not only die, but he rose again from the dead, resurrected to newness of life. Thank you for that. Thank you that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ by faith, not of anything that we've done, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, lest any person should boast. And so thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you that we have the faith to believe in what you have provided for us and nothing else. Faith plus nothing is what gains us salvation and eternal life. All the rest of the things that we try to do as works are important, but not for salvation. Those are for rewards in heaven. That's how they'll be judged. That's how they'll be judged on the Bema seat by Jesus Christ himself. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've done and continue to do for us well into our future. And thank you for all that you've done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to turn off the recording now, guys. I appreciate you, and we'll look forward to doing a celebration call, we hope, on Thursday night. All right? So we'll do same time, same station on Thursday. Let's see if we have something to celebrate. Okay? All right, everybody. Good night. God bless you all.